One warm afternoon, the man by the river window described a parade passing by. Although the other man could not hear the band, he could see it in his mind's eye as the gentleman by the window portrayed it with descriptive words. Unexpectedly, an alien thought entered the man who was lying in the bed, entered into his head. Why should he have all the pleasure of seeing everything while I never get to see anything? It didn't seem fair. As the thought for a minute, the man felt ashamed at first. But as the days passed and he missed seeing more sights, his envy eroded into resentment, and it soon turned him sour. He began to brood and found himself unable to sleep. He should be by that window. And that thought now controlled his life. Late one night, as he lay staring at the ceiling, the man by the window began to cough. He was choking on the fluid in his lungs. The other man watched in the dimly lit room as the struggling man by the window groped for the button to call for help. Listening from across the room, he never moved. He never pushed the button for help, which would have brought the nurses running. In less than 5 minutes, the coughing and the choking stopped, along with the sound of the breathing. Now there was only silence, deathly silence. The following morning, the day nurse arrived to bring water for the baths. When she found the lifeless body of the man by the window, she was saddened and called a hospital attendant to take the body away. No words, no fuss. As soon as it seemed appropriate, the man asked if he could be moved next to the window. The nurse was happy to make the switch, and after making sure he was comfortable, she left him alone. Slowly, painfully, he propped himself up on one elbow to take his first look. Finally, he would have the joy of seeing it all himself. He strained and slowly turned to look out the window beside the bed. It faced a blank wall. The man asked the nurse what could have compelled his deceased roommate, who had described such wonderful things outside his window. The nurse responded, the man was blind and could not even see the wall. She said, perhaps he just wanted to encourage you. The pursuit of happiness is a matter of choice. It's a positive attitude we consciously choose to express. It's not a gift that gets delivered to our doorstep each morning, nor does it come through the window. And I am certain that our circumstances are just a small part of what makes us joyful. If we wait for the circumstances to get just right, we will never find lasting joy. The pursuit of happiness is an inward journey. Our minds are like programs awaiting the code that will determine behaviors, like bank vaults awaiting our deposits. If we regularly deposit positive, encouraging, and uplifting thoughts, if we continue to bite our lips just before we begin to grumble and complain, if we shoot down that seemingly harmless negative thought as it germinates, we will find that there is much to rejoice about. Jude. Why pick the book of Jude for a message? Well, I remember earlier this year, Pastor Eric preached on Matthew 1, 1 through 17, the genealogy of Jesus Christ. He said that it was probably the first time he ever preached on genealogy. Well, I can't ever remember anybody preaching a sermon on the book of Jude. So I told Eric that I was going to use the scripture for my message today. He started to sing, Hey Jude,